This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. Just dial in toll-free here. Take control of these airwaves. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
And thankfully not broadcasting from our original home of West Florida, the Sun Coast of Florida, which isn't going to be very sunny, at least in the immediate future.
You know, most people don't know where the Sun Coast of Florida is, right?
Well, if they're paying attention to the Hurricane Irma tracking, then they should know by now, because it's basically the center of west coast of Florida.
Sure. It's basically Sarasota and Manatee counties. Those are just south of Tampa.
Correct. And according to updated hurricane tracking modules that you, Mark, have been watching like a hawk all day.
Yep, I have.
The storm is no longer expected to go up the tip of Florida, if you will, but to sort of crest alongside of it all the way up the west coast at this point.
Give it a nice stroke there.
So, boy, I bet that hasn't been said on national television.
It hasn't, no. So, you know, feeling like the great husband that I am, I sent my wife down to take care of her in-laws.
What were you thinking?
My in-laws, her parents.
You sent her down this week when it was pretty obvious that something bad was going to occur.
Because things need to be done, right? Like, stuff needs to be picked up out of yards, and they've got...
That's true, yeah.
They have three houses.
You board up the windows.
My mother has a house down there, and so you've got four houses that need some level of preparation or whatever. And, you know, my thought being, you know, from Sarasota, the only place in Florida that's never been historically hit by a hurricane, at least recorded history. I'm like, yeah, you know, hurricanes, they're just water. What's the big deal?
A little bit of wind.
Yeah. Well, there's wind, too. Don't go running around outside.
Lightning.
There's been some pictures come out of Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands.
You could get struck by something, right?
Right. I have a picture of a palm tree with a gutter through it. Like, it just sliced
Holy crap.
Into the palm tree and through it. So you have, say, a four-foot piece of gutter.
Yeah.
There's 2 feet hanging out either side of this palm tree.
Damn.
I know. It's incredible.
I wonder how the side of a concrete house would do versus that.
Pretty well, I
guess. Yeah,
I
think so. But wood house, good luck.
Yeah, well, it depends on when it was constructed. Newer wood houses have the, you know. Yeah, anyway, I wouldn't want to be anywhere near that.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, most of your problems come from flooding and that sort of thing.
So they're hunkering down. Her parents are settling in for this thing.
Yeah, they're really ready for that.
All right.
I suppose.
I do wonder how many people are leaving. Or have left.
Lots of... Well, Florida's full of Yankees.
How many
Yankees
are staying?
Yankees are almost as scared of hurricanes as they are of alligators. And so they're booking.
Well, I mean, it is a scary thing if you see a big old, you know, piece of whatever stuck through something else. And
it is.
Things getting whipped around through the air and ending
more
up in pools.
More people will die from winter this year than will die from this hurricane in the United States.
Yeah,
that's my
prediction.
That's
probably true.
You know, people get out on their cars, they drive around all seasons, you know, they're sliding, they're doing whoop-de-woos and twirly-whirlies down the road, and they die. They go out, they decide to hike mountains in this weather, in winter. They, you know, people up north,
but
they're used to the weather they're used
to. The hurricane's going to do more property destruction. In my opinion, than wintertime.
More property destruction, but maybe not, you know, dollars and cents. If you take the amount of hurricane damage in the United States for 10 years versus the amount of cost that every municipality and every state spends on plowing the roads, on those trucks, on the salt, and all that other stuff, and then you add all that stuff up, winter is a... expensive.
Yeah. I don't know why you keep going off on this. You went off on it the other day,
because
and it just
true,
doesn't seem relevant.
And people run
to
around
the discussion.
Not thinking about what is true.
Yeah.
They think about what is.
But
pertinent.
It doesn't matter, Mark. What as far as the costs of winter do not matter to the people who are in Florida right now. They don't care about that. That's not relevant to any of this at all. So,
sure, it is. It'll make them feel better. As
it seems like some sort of weather measuring contest, and I don't know if that's really helpful in this moment. But if you want to join us here, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Maybe you are down in South Florida and you're sticking it out and you want to kind of, I don't know, report from on the ground. Our toll-free number is here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We also have Skype at Skype, username lrn.fm, as the this hurricane is... looking as though it's going to just skirt up the coast and do who knows how much damage on the way up there. Apparently, it's been pretty detrimental to some of the Caribbean islands that it has passed over already.
So, I've got a theory on this one, too. A few days ago, they were predicting it was going to run up the East Coast.
Wait, did you already give us a theory previously?
No, I have a theory. Well, I have a theory. We were talking about my theory of
this was before
winter
we
versus hurricanes.
Okay.
I have a new theory on where this thing's going to go.
Yeah. All right. Let's see.
Every
that.
Day they've adjusted this to the west. It was supposed to run up the the east coast of Florida. Then it was going to be right down the center of the shaft of Florida.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then it was sort of off to the side of the center of the shaft. Then it's right up the west coast.
Yep, which is where it is now, supposedly.
And I've been watching this hurricane as much as anyone, and they're predicting this hard, pretty hard, right-hand turn. Or at least, a right-hand turn in the direction it's going. And there's obviously a weather front out in the Gulf that is going to cause it to turn. They don't know when. It's just a prediction.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the weather game, right? Is they make predictions, and a lot of times they're wrong.
So if it turns late, and at this point it's just, they're saying it's making the turn, but I've been watching, and it's not making much of a turn. If it just goes a little bit farther, another 100 miles or whatever,
it'll go out into the Gulf.
It'll be out in the Gulf, and then it won't
weaken, or will it strengthen out
it'll
there?
It'll strengthen out in the warm
it'll
Gulf.
Just randomly go strike somewhere near the Gulf of Mexico.
Well, I have a preference for Sarasota, Florida, because I've got relatives there. So that's what my thought process on this has been:
wishing doom on someone else.
Right.
That's awfully nice.
Isn't that exactly what everyone's doing right now? They're
hoping
rooting,
that it's not them, you mean?
They're rooting on the hurricane to go somewhere else, which means that since it's going to go somewhere, they're wishing on somewhere else.
I mean, having remembered being in Florida when these hurricanes would come, I mean, most of the people who are just going to stick it out, they're going to have a hurricane party, they're going to board up the windows, they're going to, they're going to sit it out. They're going to stay up all night and drink and do who knows what kind of drugs, and, it's going to be a great time, I think, for a lot of folks. As long as they're roof doesn't get torn off.
I got to recommend against the hurricane party. You don't want to be either A, inebriated, or
spaced.
B, hungover when having to deal with the worst of a hurricane. So, no, hurricane parties are not a good idea.
That's how it goes, though, down there. I don't know if you've ever experienced that, but there's a lot of hurricane parties.
There are a lot of hurricane parties.
Let's go to Tom. He is safely up in Detroit. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. I am so glad to be back. I have not called in quite a while, and I have a question, and it seems that, Ian, you are there, right?
I'm what? Yes, I am here, if that's what you ask.
Yes. It's odd. I was listening to Mark Stevens today, who I have very high regards for, and I've been participating in actually getting a lot of court cases thrown out or at least damage controlled.
Great.
And
that's what Mark Stevens does. He helps people kind of throw a wrench into the gears of the court system to some extent. Could make the judge throw you in a jail cell. Might make him throw the case out. You never know how it's going to go. But what were you calling about tonight?
Well, I was calling about the fact that Mark today, I listen to his shows pretty religiously, and he seemed to say and espouse that you were thrown out of the No State Project, and I was like, as the show.
I don't think I could be thrown out of the No State Project. That's the name of Mark's show. He does a show called the No State Project, and I've never been anything more than a guest on that show, so I doubt I've been thrown out of it.
The Free State Project.
The Free State Project. Oh, no, that's not true either, necessarily. Not entirely true. I was banned from the Free State Project's events, and Free Talk Live was also banned from the events, so sort of by proxy banned you, Mark, my co-host.
Banned me from broadcasting, yeah.
I then also resigned from the Free State Project as well. And what are you know, listeners out there like, what's the Free State Project? Well, we'll explain that coming up here in moments. The toll-free number here, if you want, Tom, you can hang on for that discussion. This is old news, by the way. This is like more than a year old. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can join us here. This is Free Talk Live. You can comment on anything you want. Hurricanes?
Ron Paul, Judge Napolitano, Jesse Ventura, Dennis Kucinich, Roger Ver, Colin and Jim Cantrell, Jordan Page, and Tatiana Morose. Top minds in aerospace, cryptocurrency, blockchain technology, fine arts, politics, and finance, all at the Nexus Conference in Aspen, Colorado, September the 21st through the 23rd. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Get your tickets now at nexus.freetalklive.com. New ideas and new opportunities all to be had on September the 21st through the 23rd. nexus.freetalklive.com. If you want to promote your business, organization, website, or club, radio is a great way to reach a lot of people. And because the ads are low cost, you can reach them a lot more often. Repetition builds reputation, and ads with audio are just more convincing than print or digital. If you need local people, please contact this station. If you can sell nationally, I'd love to help. Free Talk Live is nationally syndicated on more than 170 radio stations, and we have a large and loyal podcast audience. Check out our packages at advertise.freetalklive.com. If you need something custom, contact me, Mark at freetalklive.com.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, live Saturday edition of the program. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. If you're not out of Florida yet, you probably should just bunker down, I would think, at this point, and you know, make sure all your windows are boarded up. You've got some water and some food and maybe some toilet paper.
You should have that.
And good luck.
You should have had a week's worth of water and a week's worth of food already.
Before a week ago, yeah.
Right. That should be in your, you know, whatever space you have
your
for storage.
Pantry or whatever. Right. They don't have basements down there.
Basement.
They don't have basements.
Attic. They don't have basements. But, I mean, you know.
I think they have them in North Florida, no matter where you are. Don't they have basements in, like, North Florida where there's hills and stuff?
I couldn't answer. I haven't ever lived in North Florida. I like to call it Georgia.
Yeah. So you can comment on whatever you want. We're going to go back to your calls and thoughts here. But also, Mark, do tell us about the bullet blocker.
Yeah, so, you know, the looters are going to be out in force in all likelihood when things come around. Not a bad idea to have some bulletproof vest sort of material. Well, let me tell you about Bullet Blocker. They're a company that was founded by a former Army Ranger and a firearms instructor. That's two different people, by the way, with the goal of making backpacks for kids to protect them in case of a school shooting. Well, they've grown that into a huge selection of coats, jackets, backpacks, and briefcases that could save your life. These products are attractive. They're well-made right here in the U.S. These aren't bulletproof vests. They're like, you know, a regular fashion jacket with bulletproof material in it. The thinnest, lightest ballistic available on today's market. It's very flexible and concealable. I was wearing mine just, I think it was yesterday, and, you know, just now and then would tell somebody, hey, you know, this is bulletproof, and they'd be like, no way, because they can't tell. It's airport security friendly, and there is international shipping available. You can get something for the whole family, too. This isn't the kind of thing you get a second chance at. Bulletblocker.com. If the lives in your family are priceless, protect them at bulletblocker.com. And, well, winter's coming, so it takes them a little while to put these things together. They're custom. Bulletblocker.com, and, you know, give them a little leeway there. Do it. Call them right now, bulletblocker.com.
All right, let's go back to Tom in Detroit. He is calling in about, I guess, the Free State Project and what happened with me and Free Talk Live being banned from their events like a year ago. That's what you were calling about, Tom?
Well, yeah, kind of. I mean, I agree this was a year ago because I remember hearing about it. Again, I pay attention to you guys. And yet today, Mark was, again, you know, really disparaging about you and the free, or the free state. Nope, not the free. I get them confused. You
the
guys,
Free State Project.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Which is a migration for listeners that don't know.
It part
is
of a part of a liberty migration to New Hampshire.
It's right. It's been around for a while since 2001. There were people who voted, and when they had 5,000 members, on which state would be their target out of 10 possible U.S. states to have libertarians and, you know, freedom lovers move to. We moved here in 2006 as part of that particular migration. And so anyway, well, so was Mark upset at the board of directors or something like that?
Well, no, he's just like, for some reason, he doesn't like something about your show. He wasn't real specific, I think, about some commercials or something you guys have said. That for him to bring this up again today, after, like you just said, this was a year gone, and you guys still sponsor him, you know, I love Mark. But,
I'm not going to go on hearsay, you know, and make decisions. I've never heard Mark Stevens say anything bad about Free Talk Live, and I'm sure if he had some sort of issue with me, he'd come and talk to me personally. Why, you know, why was this worth even bringing up on National Talk Radio?
No, because it pissed me off.
Okay.
Bottom line.
Well, there you go. I guess if you don't like it, you don't have to listen to a show.
I you know what? I love you, and I love him. And
yeah, he's great.
Pissed me off.
Well, I don't know what you're referring to, and I don't see any reason why he would. I thank you for the call tonight, Tom. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE like freedom, 855-450-3733. Mark Stevens isn't even a Free State Project participant, as you know.
He doesn't really like the idea.
he's not planning to move to New Hampshire. I'm not sure why he would, you know, take their side on anything. So, again, I feel like he probably misinterpreted the caller there, Tom. I think he probably misinterpreted what
it happens, said. Right? Yeah. Like, you're listening, you sort of, you know, your mind drifts off to something else, you're busy with other things, whatever it might be, and then you, you know, catch something, and you think you've heard one thing when, you know, it was something else.
Yeah, he wasn't anything but supportive after the S hit the fan with all that, like, a year ago. So, I don't know. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450. Free in hurricane-related news. The Associated Press reporting out of Miami, they say that on what is likely the last clear day in Florida, this is from yesterday, before Hurricane Irma's monster went in rain, social workers and police officers are giving Miami's estimated 1,100 homeless people a stark choice. Come willingly to a storm shelter or be held against their will for a mental health evaluation. Because you must be crazy if you don't want to go to the government storm shelter, is what they're saying.
Yeah, well, they might be saying, we don't want to risk the lives and tax dollars of, you know, lives of our first responders and tax dollars of, you know, our the 90% of, you know, people that are tax positive on, you know, the lowest 0.1% economically who have mental problems and all kinds of things like that. As a firefighter, ladies and gentlemen, you annoy the crap out of me when you go out in the middle of a storm or you're not hunkered down or whatever. Look, you know, my life should be put on the line because you didn't want to get in out of the rain? No, these police are, you know, in my opinion, doing exactly the right thing.
You really believe that it's okay to force somebody into a mental health evaluation against their will just because they don't do what you say?
Look, man. The fact is that they're going to send the fire departments and first responders out there in the weather.
I don't care.
I know you don't.
Hey,
you don't care at all.
That's what you signed up for, man.
No, it isn't.
You signed up to go, well, then tell them no thanks. Oh, it's a homeless person? No, we'll just pass on that if that's what you want to do.
You can't do that if you're a pro.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing.
Well, then why am I supposed to feel bad for the professionals? I mean, they're going to be out there doing whatever they're going to do anyway. Why should that mean that all of a sudden somebody should be thrown into some kind of mental health evaluation against their will? I mean, are you really saying that? Aren't you supposed to be a libertarian?
The mental health evaluations are 72 hours. Libertarians.
Oh, it's just 72 hours. You've just been taken away from your freedom for 3 days.
You don't have freedom if you're killed by flying debris in Irma.
People should be free to take the risk if that's what they want to do. If some dude wants to go sit out in a tent, you know, in Homeless City or wherever it is that they are in Punta Gorda or Naples or Sarasota or wherever this thing ends up hitting. This was about Miami, but this could happen anywhere. If somebody wants to go and sit out in a tent and, you know, slam some rebar into the ground or whatever and make a go for it, then why shouldn't they be free to do that?
Well, because good people, and even if you give the, you know, the first responders, fire department, EMS, all this stuff, dispensation, you say, look, we're not responding to anything for the next 24 hours.
Yeah, but they would respond to things. That's why they took the job.
Even if you did that. Well, look, the town, the county or whatever can say, we are not responding, and they will not respond.
No obligation. They don't have any obligation to respond.
But there will still be people like the Cajun Navy who came out to people's places in, you know, there with Harvey. There will still be people out there trying to save folks who shouldn't have been out in the
weather. Some people are going to volunteer to go out and help people. All people should be threatened with mental health evaluations if they don't go where they're told.
They should be charged with murder if somebody dies on the way.
450 free, free talk live.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this"? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. Dial toll free to join us here. Live Saturday edition of the program. Hurricane Irma possibly going to skirt up the west coast of Florida. That's the prediction, though, Mark. You're saying, in your amateur opinion, you don't see the thing turning at all. You're saying it might go out into the Gulf.
And they've been adjusting this turn farther to the west every single day. I've been watching this day after day, and it's I just keep on wanting to see this turn.
The Liberty stickers, by the way, is the way you can reach people with the ideas of Liberty. Do it from the back of your car as you're trying to get out of Florida with LibertyStickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, and you know that people love to read them. Check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic Liberty-oriented messages at LibertyStickers.com. You should tear all of your stickers off, Mark, because your Libertarian card just got revoked tonight.
I'm gonna put them on the back of cop cars.
Just moments ago, you were, as a fireman, you were advocating that because some people may decide to stay out, some homeless people, specifically in Miami, who've been warned by police now, that they either go with the police and check into a shelter, or they be taken against their will for a mental health evaluation. You said you support that, and you're someone who claims to be a libertarian, which means that you don't believe, at least supposedly, you don't believe in aggression, that you don't believe in using aggressive force against peaceful people.
Now, I do believe that one should react to threats, though, right? Like libertarians believe.
Are you saying that somebody staying out on their own volition during a storm is a threat to you? Because that's a real stretch.
It's a threat to every first responder that's required
that
to go out and save
ridiculous.
Their butt.
Just because the first responders, you know, they can walk off the job anytime they want, but they signed up for a job which could put them in harm's way sometimes, and most of them understand that.
You see, this is one of the problems with being a first responder, is that I think that when you sign up, when you imagine as a kid, when the people are signing the check for
you
their property...
Go,
hold on, let me finish talking.
I'll just start shouting then.
People are writing their check for their property taxes, that they're imagining normal people with normal problems. But this, the 80-20 rule is in firm play when it comes to first responders. You get 80% of your calls from 20% of the population.
Yeah.
And then it goes to the 80-20 again. You get 80% of those calls from 20% of that population.
Why does all that negate the idea of the non-aggression principle?
It doesn't have anything to do with the non-aggression principle.
Yeah, it does. If you're forcing somebody against their will into a mental health evaluation, that is aggression. What that is.
You can believe that these people will file lawsuits when they don't get the services that they...
Well, it doesn't matter. They can file a lawsuit.
These are the same people that use ambulances as a trip to the emergency room, for whatever reason, because they got a splinter in their toe. These are the same kind of folks, Ian, and I'm sorry.
Just because you're better than them in your opinion, they should get locked up against their will? That's
better
sick, dude.
Than them.
You're talking down to these folks.
I'm not talking down to them at all.
Let's go to Ryan in Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. You're on with Ian and the Statist.
All right, guys. How you doing today?
Hey, Ryan. You're listening to WKCT there in Bowling Green. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say I understand where he's coming from. I mean, I really do. But at the end of the day, the government has no right to do that. And one of my biggest problems with the libertarian movement, at least in my area, I can't speak for everywhere else, guys. I'm in Kentucky, so it may be different up in New Hampshire, is that, from my opinion, 60 to 70% of the people around here practice conditional libertarianism. And that is when it's convenient for them and agree with something they already agree with. When
right,
it gets
right.
harder... When it goes against maybe a moral compass a little bit or something that's a little too close for comfort, they abandon those principles.
Right, right.
Altogether.
When it's their freedom that's on the line. Yeah, when it's their freedom that's on the line, then they're for liberty. But when it's somebody else's freedom, then it's, that could be an inconvenience. Lock them up.
It's not about an inconvenience.
And I'm not being insensitive, guys, because, I can see both sides of this equation. But send them to a mental institution, come on.
There's always reasons to use aggression against people.
From a hard libertarian standpoint, I agree that that bums and whomever, that anyone should be allowed to stand out in the weather if they want.
Well, leave them alone.
That those people will call first responders.
They don't have a phone.
Funded.
That Obama phone ain't going to work in the rain.
These are not
cell phone towers are going to be down, man. They're only calling with their voice.
Any hardline libertarian who wants to go stand out in the weather, be my guest. Any statist who wants to call first responders, you get your butt indoors and stop risking people's lives.
Have you ever tried making a phone call on a cell phone network in an emergency situation? Nobody's getting a... Look, the Obama phone holders aren't going to be getting a phone call through, okay? It's just not going to likely be happening. But anyway, it doesn't matter. It's just a bunch of excuses for violence. Go ahead, Ryan.
Okay, here's one question. Somebody, do they have, not under current law, but theoretically under a libertarian platform, if somebody wanted to wreck their own lives by abusing drugs in their lives, it's a nonviolent crime. If I want to wreck my life, I have the right to do that under a libertarian principle.
That's right. And some hospital's going to get a call when you overdose. And then Mark's going to be mad. He's going to say, force all those drug users into, a program.
In a libertarian world. And in a libertarian world, you should be able to...
Oh, you would be a libertarian in a libertarian world? Well, that's good to know.
You should be able to do heroin in the middle of the street, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, but he's making a point, Mark, about you. Because what he, in my opinion, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, Ryan, what it sounds like you're saying here is if Mark's saying lock up the homeless people because they don't want to, allow them out to take a risk, or other people who might want to to take a risk in this situation, lock them up and evaluate them. You're saying, well, if somebody does a bunch of drugs, they're going to get to the point where they're going to somebody's going to call the, you know, the helpline on them. They're going to call the hospital, call 911, and then emergency responders are going to have to come out and waste their time trying to save somebody's life. And Mark's, you know, so the point being that you're calling Mark a hypocrite, I think. But please tell
me. Well, no, not really.
No?
Not
okay.
Really.
He is a hypocrite.
But what you're saying has merit. But what I'm saying is that if I want to do drugs, it's my right to do them. I can't expect somebody else to fix my mess, though. That's a different thing. The other side of this equation is if they know they have a place that they can go to and they just won't do it, there's no guarantee that somebody's coming out to rescue them either. There's two sides to that equation. They can't expect that just because they made a poor choice that somebody's going to have to come and save
them
either.
But then generally, nobody can expect that, and nobody has an obligation to help others. But there are people who are very dedicated to the task of helping others who are in need, and they're not going to ask them a question about whether they have a house first before they decide to give them service. So I don't know if
most
emergency responders have the attitude that Mark does, but I would hope that they don't. Ryan, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like free. You're using the claim of emergency circumstances, exigent circumstances, or whatever, that says that, well, just throw out all principles. Throw out everything that matters, everything that you hold dear, because, well, somebody might have their life on the line to go and risk rescuing somebody who's decided to put their life on the line by staying out during a natural disaster like this. And
I'm most concerned.
It's sad listening to you.
I'm terribly sorry.
Yeah, you should be sorry.
I'm sorry to humanity. Yeah, I'm sorry to humanity. Like, humanity agrees with me. But
Humanity is statist? Is that what you mean?
Humanity.
They want to use violence against their neighbor? Because you're right about that.
It's not about using violence
against
your neighbor.
That is what it's about. Because you have to use violence to force these people into the program.
It's working within the paradigm that we currently have.
The violent paradigm.
Are constantly using tax-funded program, using violence against homeowners
on a regular basis.
Right. That's it, right? Like, stop paying your taxes. Have your house taken away from you because some bum needs your money. There's millions on welfare. Keep working harder. Right? No. Screw that.
So instead of just going out and living your life, you want to force your way on other people who have different sets of values than you do.
Look, it doesn't happen in a vacuum. Yes, I want a libertarian world too. I want the people who
can't get there until you can change yourself first, brother. Until you can change the inside of you.
And say to the bum, hey, do you have $50 for the ride to, freedom?
Yeah, that's why you shouldn't be an emergency responder if that's what you think it's all about. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like Free Talk Live. Like I said, I don't think most of them have the attitude that you do. But if you want to call in and share your thoughts with us, whether it's on what Mark thinks, which apparently has nothing to do with freedom.
First responders are sick and tired of frequent flyers. Give me a call.
855-450-FREE, like freedom. What is that slang for?
Frequent flyers? What do you think it's slang for?
People that use their services a lot. More coming up here in moments. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-940-1740. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-940-1740. That's 1-800-940-1740.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition of the program. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
So we are witnessing Mark's fall from libertarianism here tonight. The wind blows a little bit, the rain comes down, and he starts going off on how he has a real distaste for homeless people.
I have no distaste for homeless people. I have distaste for people who are careless and reckless with other people's lives.
So you mean any homeless person or anyone else at all who would decide to stay out rather than go into a government-run shelter during a hurricane, who have now been told that if they don't go into the shelter, they will be forced into a mental health evaluation. This is in Miami.
This is
against their will. That's what they're saying to the homeless, Mark. But how do you really know who's homeless and who's not?
It's true. How do you know?
So it sounds to me like you would be wanting to enforce your viewpoint, which is that people need to go with Mr. Police Officer to the shelter, or else one of your precious first responders in you will be, even though you're not down there, but you are a first responder, a fireman in the Cheshire County area of New Hampshire. Precious first responders could be put at risk rescuing somebody who otherwise wouldn't need to be rescued as your excuse.
It doesn't
for going
look like
ahead
they're going to need to be rescued anyway. I don't think Miami is going to get the worst.
That doesn't matter. You've said what need. You've done, the damage has been done. We're going to the
care.
Phones. We're going to your calls and thoughts here. Hopefully other people have some compassion for their fellow man and they're not as cold-hearted as you are, Mark. Let's go to those calls. Christina is on the line first, listening to WIBC-FM in Indianapolis. Hello, Christina.
How are you doing tonight?
Hey, great. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, my thought is nobody wants to be out in the hurricane and they don't want to go in, I really don't think they should be forced into a mental evaluation. Not that I don't think they need one, because they probably do, because, I mean, you have to be crazy to stay out in a hurricane. But I'm tired of the government wasting money on things that people don't really want because a bunch of liberals want to do feel-good stuff to make themselves feel good, like Narcan. I'm so tired of hearing about Narcan. I don't get my doses of Narcan. I'd like to have the cash out, but I don't get that either. So guess what? Someone's getting 8, 10, 12 doses at a time and taking
a lot
of taxpayer
dollars. For one moment, before you go on here, let's explain for listeners that may not know. Narcan is I believe it's inhaled or an insufflated medicine that can essentially temporarily counteract the
overdose. I thought they jammed them right in the heart with it, no?
No. Okay. It counteracts the overdose of an opiate, for instance.
Yeah.
To allow
fires, I don't do
to allow somebody's life to be saved. Now, in Indianapolis or in Indiana, is there something happening where taxpayer dollars are going to purchase Narcan? Is that why you're upset?
Well, yeah, because a lot of the police officers and things, a lot of communities, they are carrying this with them. And if they see someone has overdosed on an opioid, they're popping that needle right into them and giving them those Narcan, saving those lives. And I'm sorry, they made the choice to take the drug. Don't give them a way out, because maybe they'd rather die. Some of these people are saying, no, let me die. I'm miserable.
And okay, but you would agree, though, that right. Okay. So I see where you're coming from. I agree with you. I don't think the government should be, you know, taking people's money in the first place to spend it on these things. But I also don't think, and let me know what you feel about this, I don't think the government should prohibit people from buying their own supply of Narcan. And, like, for instance, here in New Hampshire, it is legal for someone to go down to a pharmacy and to basically purchase without a prescription Narcan, which has resulted in people who, let's say they have loved ones that they know have heroin problems or opiate other form of opiate addiction, to have the medicine that they feel they need to have for emergency circumstances with them in their car or around their house or something like that. So you would support allowing people to have it, right?
Absolutely.
Okay,
free
good.
Enterprise. You want to? It's a free society. If you want to spend your cash on Narcan, spend your own cash. Don't spend my taxpayer
dollars. I'm with you there, Christina. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's one caller on my side there, Mark. She said people should be allowed to stay out.
Ian. I don't disagree with you that people who want to run around out in the weather and you know, be harmed or whatever should be able to do that.
Yeah, you did. You disagreed vehemently about that this at very hour on the show.
No.
You said they should be rounded up and forced into a mental health
evaluation.
We live in a world
where people are going to be deployed to take care of those folks.
Yeah.
You can, in one hand, say that things should be one way, and in another hand, say things are this way, and we're going to have to operate in a certain fashion surrounding that.
No, that's ridiculous. You either believe in taking somebody's will and their freedom away from them in emergency circumstances, or you don't, Mark. Let's continue here. We've got Morris on the line in Indiana, listening to WIBC-FM. Go ahead, Morris.
Well, good evening.
Welcome.
I think that there's a problem here that you both have and are advocating, both of you are advocating some statist principles here.
How's
because that? Of an assuming that there should be a statewide monopoly on first responders.
Oh, no, I would never assume that.
In a real libertarian society, the homeless people and everybody else would have their choice to buy whatever first responder services they chose to buy.
That's true, but also first responder services may still be offered gratis to certain people as well.
Yeah, a certain amount of people would sort of run around and attempt to help people in their local neighborhood and that sort of thing.
But you're right. If there were competition in first response, that would result in more choices in the marketplace. It would result in faster response times. It would result in contractual guarantees of service, which you don't get today from the government and more. Morris, thanks for the call tonight.
There would also be caveats to that, though, right? Like, so if you had a first responder contract with somebody, they wouldn't say, yeah, we'll come get you at the top of Mount Everest. right?
Because you, you might have to buy special insurance for
Insurance for something like that. And in all likelihood, the only thing they can do is send people up to get your body. I mean, they can't prevent you from dying. I'm sorry.
Right.
Like, there, it is possible to do things so utterly stupid that people cannot save you. And that's the concern that I have here, because I've seen this over and over again. I've seen people put their lives on the line to help somebody who was texting while driving
or consumed
too much alcohol.
It's sad. There's a lot of tragic stories out there, Mark.
I've seen
think
people
you were only
cut
gonna...
off. I personally have been cut off by a fire because somebody threw a cigarette butt out their window and set some mulch on fire on the side of the road.
That sucks. People are irresponsible, and they're going to make mistakes, and they're going to do stupid things sometimes, and that's just kind of one of the things that you accept. Did you think you were going to sign up to be a firefighter and that you were only going to be called to the most responsible households of rich people that were out there? I mean,
how do I sign up for the responsible people? I don't care how much
money they have. Go join DeLuzio Ambulance Service. They are a private ambulance service here in Keene, New Hampshire. And I suspect most of their clients are probably paying for service. So there you go. There's your upper crust people that you want to serve, Mark. But there are other people who are willing to serve the, you know, sort of lesser or lower elements of society. They're willing to do that. And I don't know if they would complain about it as much as you do. Let's go to Rob. He's in Washington State. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Rob.
Hey, Mark, I'm going to have to take your Libertarian card and give you a Republican card.
I'm a delegate to the state convention for the state of New Hampshire for the Republican Party, so no problem there.
See? In a way to defend Mark, I've won a lot of feuds now. As a former first responder, I used to be a Mid-Portland Harbor Patrol officer, and my whole family are first responders, but they were the badge kind. They all have that same opinion Mark does with those people. They just think they're the lowest things on the planet, because it almost 80-90% of your calls go to those people. Sometimes it's the same people over and over and over.
Mm-hmm.
One of the reasons I got out of it was just it was the same retards every time.
So, all right, Mark, somebody on your side here. That's
I would like to.
I'm not exactly on his side, but I'm partly not. But,
I'd like a classification. Like, I, when it comes over the Minotaur, you know, the beep, 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 you get the tone.
Yeah.
Then I would like, you know, as they're giving the call out, telling you the who, what, where,
like
when,
their
why,
income.
All that stuff. You keep on making this about money, Ian.
Yeah.
I want it based on, you know, sort of, you know, accident, you know, respectable person in an accident, moron in an accident, or frequent flyer a-hole that doesn't care whether or not you
So cool.
A lot of our frequent, you have very wealthy people, Ian, who are frequent flyers, literally, and they're oh my God, it's the same thing over and over and over. They'll call, they have a headache, so they need an ambulance.
That's frustrating, man.
Mark knows what I'm talking about.
I get it. I mean, every job has its frustrations, and every job, and thank you for the call tonight, Rob, every job has its frustrations. They have their people who take advantage, and that's certainly something for the coworkers to talk about when they're back at the office, but when they're out doing their job, they do the professional thing.
They do their job.
And they help somebody. More coming up here in moments. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. This is Free Talk Live. Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let Pool.Bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit Pool.Bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join Pool.Bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at Pool.Bitcoin.com.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try. Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.